Blog Talk
Hello,
Radio.
This is O5O on the radio, and this is September 12th, 2016. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. You know what's going on here. We got the NFL, we have the college football, and you know baseball keeps coming towards that stretch run. And, you know, just about every other day, you got a new storyline that you can talk about. And we will be talking about baseball in a little bit. However, you know what started on yesterday. Oh, the NFL made a little comeback back, and boy, was it that level of intrigue. Well, you know, it just did what it does, just captured the imagination of everybody. On opening week, all the questions, all the people coming up here, just what is going on? Hey, we're going to get after it right now, and we're going to start with what happened on Thursday night. People forget about that one. Everybody's ignored that by now. But what about the Denver Broncos? Everybody getting on them for, replacing Peyton Manning, not having a dude out there that's experienced, putting out a guy out there that's a seventh-round draft choice, never thrown an NFL pass before. And what happened? Well, you know what happened. The Broncos goes in first game of the season, and they take out the Carolina Panthers 21-20 on opening night. The Panthers only lost one game last year, and this year they've already lost one game. It was a good one, first night. First night of the season. How about Trevor Siemian? Came through. 18-26, 178 yards. He threw a touchdown. He did have two picks, but the player of the night was C.J. Anderson. 20 rushes for 92 yards and a touchdown. He also caught a touchdown from Simeon. Cam Newton, you know, he wasn't nearly as bad as these numbers say he was. Now, the numbers aren't bad. 18 for 33, 194 yards, a touchdown and an interception. And, you know, it was his 32nd career game with a touchdown and a touchdown passing and a touchdown rushing. Broke Steve Young's record with rush touchdown in his career. Also broke Steve Young's mark over there. But he seemed to have a lot better game than that. Matt never was really flustered until the second half, where the Broncos rushed. They just started getting to him, Vaughn Miller and the such. And can I mess around there and say, Cam Newton, can he get a head shot? I mean, the rule was made for the quarterbacks primarily. And, of course, Cam Newton doesn't get any protection in the backfield. He caught at least three headshots, clean headshots, that. And people wonder why people want to get upset with the whole Black Lives Matter thing. And then you look right on the field and you're like, wow, not even on the football field, huh? Carolina did not play bad. It was the return of Calvin Benjamin, who had a very nice night, six catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown. Hey, Carolina drove down the field, but Graham Gano missed the 50-yard field goal with 3 seconds left, and that was ball game. You know the storylines will be for both of those franchises all year. Okay, now yesterday, had the Packers. They beat the Jaguars 27-23. Aaron Rodgers, unbelievable, for 199 yards. Didn't throw a lot of yards. Threw two touchdowns, ran for one touchdown, down, and Jordy Nelson, he's back. He caught one of those touchdowns. Now, Blake Bortles, 24-39 with 320 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Hey, Jaguars had a chance in this one. they came up on 4th-and-1 and decided to throw a wide receiver screen. Really? Why not throw it over the line of scrimmage? And the Packers, they start off 1-0. What about Texas? Are you kidding me? People got to be a little bit apprehensive about what they saw on Sunday. Sunday, they took out the Bears 23-14. Brock Osweiler in his first game as a Texan, 22-35, 231 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. And that's one guy that made his debut. How about the other guys who made their debut? What about Lamar Miller, 28 rushes for 106 yards? So what about the big one? Will Fuller, the rookie wide receiver from Notre Dame, 5 passes for 807 yards. He was absolutely sensational out there. There had to have to give him his props. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say Mr. Fuller had a touchdown? If I didn't, I forgot. God, he had a touchdown as well. Well, he was dominating. Amazing. He was targeted even more than DeAndre Hopkins. People are going to stop that. People are going to end that. Hey, you better deal with Mr. Fuller out there for the Texans. The Bears, Cutler was 16 of 29, 14 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Alshon Jeffrey, 4 catches, 105 yards. He continues to do major, major, major work. All right, the game I really wanted to see at 1 o'clock, wasn't really able to couldn't get out to a sports bar. Long story, but, hey, we wanted Crabs, and the Crabs took so long, it took almost the whole first half. Well, why are we going to a sports bar now? But anyway, the Eagles, they rolled over the Browns, 29-10. Rookie Carson Wentz, 22-37, 278 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ryan Matthews, 22 rushes, 77 yards and a touchdown. Jordan Matthews, 7 catches, 114 yards and a touchdown. They really played well. The Eagles offense did not miss a beat. Hey, Carson Wentz, you sure he wasn't playing in the preseason? Because he looked really, really good. Meanwhile, the Browns, RG3, did not look good at all. 12 of 26, 190 yards. He threw an interception. Blair Crowell, he rushed 12 times, 60 yards, and a touchdown. Down. But the main thing, RG3 took a shot to his shoulder. He sprained his shoulder. He is out 6 weeks on IR. And I believe Josh McNown, I believe that's going to be going in there. So we'll see how that works for the Browns, but the hits just keep on coming, aren't they? How about the Buccaneers? Ooh-wee, did they look good in Atlanta? They had to hold on. 31-24, Jameis Winston was some kind of good. 23-33, 281 yards, 4 touchdowns and an interception. Mike Evans, he caught 5 passes for 99 yards and a touchdown. Hey, it wasn't like Matt Ryan stunk up the joint. 27-39, 334 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tevin Coleman caught 5 passes for 95 yards on the, from the running back position. How about this? The Falcons, 22 rushes, 52 yards. That's less than 2.5 yards a carry, Falcons. Y'all need to talk to our offensive line or something. I'm just saying, the Bengals, they eked out one over the Jets, 23-22. Andy Dalton, 23-30, 366 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. AJ Green, 12 catches, 180 yards, a touchdown. Ryan Fitzpatrick on the other side, he played well as well, 19-35, 189 yards, 2 touchdowns. And an interception. How about Matt Forte? Still acting like he is one of the best, most versatile running backs in the league. 22 rushes, 96 yards, and then you have 5 catches for 59 yards. But to keep one, hey, what about Mike Nugent coming through in the clutch? 47-yard field goal with 54 seconds left. to win it for the Bengals. But hey, how about the game of the day? How about the call of the day? Hey, gotta be in New Orleans as my Raiders. Yeah, they took one out. Now beat the Saints 35-34. Hey, this was a battle of the offense. David Carr, 38 for 319 yards and a touchdown. Mari Cooper, oh, he is something else. About six catches, 137 yards. How about Jalen Richie, rookie running back out of Southern Miss, three carries, 84 yards, and 75 yards for double. Oh, it looks some kind of good. Drew Brees, he was Drew Brees, 28 of 42, 423 yards, four touchdowns. Willie Snead, nine catches, 172 yards, a touchdown. Down Brandon Cooks was cooking as well. Well, he, oh my. oh, here we go. Brandon Cooks, wow, I don't know how I lost the face there. Brandon Cooks, he came up six catches, 143 yards, and two touchdowns. Down, they were rolling. Hey, you know the Saints roll up and down the field, but the Raiders had the ball. They didn't have the ball last, but they had they didn't leave enough time on the clock for the Raiders to score one. And but they kicked it. But they tied the – well, they didn't tie the game. Let me change that back. Down 27-34, they scored a touchdown. And Jack Del Rio went for two. Converted with the fade pattern to Michael Crabtree. Ball game, 35-34. Raiders are 1-0. What about the Chiefs? Comeback. Best comeback in the history of the franchise. They were down 24-3. They were getting smashed. They come back and win it 33-27. Overtime, Alex Smith. He had a nice 34-48, 363 yards. Two touchdowns and an interception. What about Spencer Ware? 11 carries, 70 yards, a touchdown. But what about seven catches for 129 yards and the receiving end? And then you look at the Chargers. There's Philip Rivers. Boy, you got to say, man, he just can't catch a break. 25 for 36, 240 yards. He had a touchdown. And my old man, Lil Woodhead, I don't know how he's still in the league. 15 rushes, 89 yards, but the Chargers, they really had a big loss with the Keenan Allen injury. He out for the season. No ACL tear. He is done for the season. Season big time loss right there. Then how about in Dallas? Giants held on through the fourth. Took it away from the Cowboys 20-19. Eli Manning, 19 of 28, 207 yards, three touchdowns and an interception. They didn't have any big time. You know, it wasn't a big time game from Odell Beckham. He only had four catches, 73 yards. But how about your boy Dak Prescott? He wasn't bad, 25 of 45, 227. But the thing was, what about Ezekiel Elliott? 20 carries, 51 yards. Yeah, he did have a touchdown, but, man, not too much on the rushing end. For the Cowboys, you know that's a staple that they're going to be going to have to use as a crutch all season long. What about the Lions? They got in a shootout with the Colts, and they actually won it. 39-35. Matthew Stafford, 31-39, 340 yards, three touchdowns. And Amir Abdullah, 12 rushes, 63 yards. Marvin Jones. Jones had four catches and 85 yards. Andrew Luck, he was really good. 31 of 47, 385 yards, four touchdowns. Philip Dorsett set four catches, 94 yards. Frank Gore, 14 carries, 59 yards. The game that everybody seemed to be talking about right after the Raider game, Patriots rise in Arizona, 23-21. That's right. Jimmy G. Okay, I'm not going there. Jimmy Garoppolo. Yo, he went 24-33 for 264 yards and a touchdown. Hey, no one had great numbers out there. Hey,
You had LeGarrette Blount. He had 70 yards and a touchdown. Now, but you had seven, including Garoppolo. Ball was batted up, and Eric Garoppolo said, "I'll catch and get a 4-yard gain." That's how you do it. Carson Palmer, 24-37, 271 yards, 2 touchdowns. You had Larry Fitzgerald, 8 catches, 81 yards, 2 touchdowns. David Johnson had 16 carries, 89 yards, and a touchdown. Now, that was the NFL opening week. I didn't talk about my Skins. You know, that's because they played in about, just over, probably just under 2 hours. They played the Steelers on the first Monday night football game tonight. And again, I'm predicting the Steelers will win it 38-28 over the Skins. And the second game will be the Rams and the 49ers. Kind of a weak week. I didn't say that. Anyway, but even in the week, did I say that again? Yes, I did. You had some really interesting games. First of all, on Friday night, did you see the Lamar Jackson show? Louisville rolled over Syracuse 62-28, but what about Lamar Jackson? 20 of 39, 411 yards. He had 1 touchdown, 1 interception, and then he had 21 rushes for 199 yards, 4 touchdowns. He was unbelievable. I'm just going to put it like that. That Jamar Staples, Lamar Jackson is putting on a show. We'll see if that can hold up next week. You know who they play. That's right. Florida State come to Louisville next Saturday. And what about Stillwater, Oklahoma? Boy, they got to be up there. They come up. The game is over. But, hey, they say the game can't end on an offensive penalty. So, Central Michigan gets the ball. They throw a Hail Mary. They get it completed, but not only do they get it completed, they get a lateral on it, and the guy runs in the end zone for a touchdown. Game home, game over, drive home safely. Of course, that wasn't supposed to be the case. They were never supposed to get that play off in the first place. 30-20, Central Michigan wins the game. Oklahoma State, are you kidding me? Cooper Rush, though, he had a day, 30-42, 361 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Tyler Conklin, he had 7 catches, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Mason Rudolph, he had a nice day as well. 27-43, 286 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Jalen McCleskey, 11 catches, 103 yards. He had 2 touchdowns. What about Clemson? Something wrong here. They barely got by Trojans of Troy. It's USC Trojans of Troy, right? No, that's Troy University, ladies and gentlemen. 30-24, Deshaun Watson. Hey, you still haven't had a great day. 27-53, 292 yards. He had 3 touchdowns, but he had 2 interceptions. He did run for 55 yards. That's about it. Brandon Silver of Troy, 24-42, 233 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. DeAndre Douglas, he got it done. 11 catches, 93 yards, 2 TDs. In Miami, the Canes, they took out Florida Atlantic, 38-10. Brad Kiyah, boy, he has not looked good either game for the Hurricanes. 17-31, 191 yards, 2 touchdowns. The main man, Mark Walk, 17 rushes, 155 yards, he scored 4 touchdowns. Hey, the upset, if you wanted one, it was in Texas, Arkansas. TCU, 41-38 in double overtime. Big time win for the Razorbacks. Anthony Allen, 17-29, 223 yards, 3 touchdowns. Drew Morgan, he came up, caught 7 passes with 93 yards and a touchdown. How about Riley Williams? Ran well again, 28 carries, 137 yards. Kenny Hill, 36 of 56, 377 yards, a touchdown and an interception. He also had 15 rushes, 93 yards, two touchdowns. Downs a Kevontae Turpin. He had seven catches for 126 yards. Hey, what about what they had over there in Bristol, Tennessee? Are you kidding me? 156,990 people turned up to see Tennessee bury Texas Tech 45-24. Josh Dobbs. Hey, he threw three touchdown passes. Then he ran for two more. He also had 106 rushing yards. He did his thing. Jared Evans. Evans, he threw for 214 yards and a touchdown. Hey, Trayvon McMillan. He's starting to look pretty good. 14 carries, 127 yards and a touchdown. But hey, Hokies, they had a problem with holding on to the football. They kept fumbling. Doesn't work in any type of football. Definitely not going to work in big time football. And the Hokies got burned by Oregon. They took out the other big time Virginia team, Virginia, 44-26. Dakota Buka. He had 23 completions off of 31 passes, 331 yards. He had three touchdowns. Royce Freeman had 207 rush yards on easily. But hey, this is the week. Hey, opening weekend, that was something nice. But ladies and gentlemen, you hold on to your hat. You got some good football this weekend. Then you got Louisville. Hey, they're going up to Florida State. You come up and you talk about Oregon. They're going to be going up against Nebraska. What about Ohio State going to Norman, Oklahoma to face the Sooners? I mean, we got football rocking and ready to roll. Seriously. There's no faking here. I even like the Texas A&M Auburn match. I mean, he got some good matchups next week. Hey, it was kind of a weak one on week two with all the great games on opening weekend, but they definitely made up for it. All right, I told you I was going to get to some baseball. I know some of y'all were sleeping, but no, I am getting to my baseball here. Hey, I'm going to talk about my boys. I ain't going to talk about too many other things, but I'm going to talk about my boys. Orioles, they come up. They're in a big time fighting the AL East, and they seem to be out of it, but here they come. They went in Detroit. They took two out of three, and yesterday, what about my man Chris Tillman? Told y'all he was going to be a Cy Young candidate. Everybody looked at me funny. That's cool, too. Yesterday, he comes back from off the disabled list, and he outdoes Justin Verlander. He wins a big-time 3-1 game. Now they have a two-game lead in the wild card. They're tied with Toronto on top of the wild card race, and they're two games back of the Red Sox. Not really worried about that, because where are they now? That's right. They're in Boston. They're about to start a series right up there. They're in that one. They're playing good baseball, and they're hitting. And you know there's no other team hitting like the Red Sox. We're going to talk about that in a little bit as well. What about my Giants? Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, let's talk about my Giants. Giants, they finally started getting it going. Yeah, I know the Diamondbacks, they have been terrible. Oh, but the Giants needed some feel-good, and they definitely got it this weekend. They swept the Diamondbacks. You had a big-time game, a big-time stop by Matt Moore, who's been doing it lately. You also had Cueto with a big-time performance on Saturday. Bumgarner didn't have a great start, but that might have been the biggest victory the Giants have had all season, winning the first game. That got them going for 11 in the series. Yesterday, they gave the ball to Hunter Strickland. They let him close the game, got the last four outs. Bing, bing, he might be the new closer up over there. They still don't have people hitting, though. But Buster Posey, he hadn't gone deep in how many? What, a month and a half? Half? Unbelievable. But the fact is, hey, they are starting to get it going. They're only three games out of the AL West. Don't think the Dodgers have it easy. The Dodgers come up and they in Yankee Stadium right now. They're going to be playing the Yankees, who's grabbing for the wild card spot, one of the teams the Orioles have a two-game lead on, so they're going to be scrapping. You got the Giants. They're going home. They're in their last 20 games, 14 of them are in AT&T Park. They're going to be rocking and rolling in that place because now they're starting to believe. And you know how that went in 2014. All they kept on telling people is to believe, believe. Well, people starting to believe. And you know what happens in San Francisco when that happens. Hey, I got to talk a little something about Toronto, about the game yesterday in Toronto. Are you kidding me? 19 runs, 18 pitchers, 6 home runs. The Red Sox won the game 11-8. They come up. They go 2 games ahead of the Blue Jays in the AL East. The Blue Jays now drop to a tie with the Orioles for second place, or tie for the top wild card spot, however you want to put it. The big blast, you know who hit it. David Ortiz, I don't know how he's doing it, seriously. 3-run blast. Here you had a big time two-thirds of an inning pitch by Robbie Ross. I think he's going to be really big time when the playoffs starts. The Blue Jays, they're slipping and sliding. Do not count them out, though. They got too many bats, too many sticks. Even though their pitching is starting to fall apart. Sanchez, he got blown up yesterday. That really can't happen for him. You see they're starting to teeter-totter a little bit. Hey, watch out for my birds. I'm just going to keep on saying that. All right. Well, to go to a whole lot of things, but it's a two-minute warning, and I'm going to talk about a movie that I want to see. Hey, it came out last week, but I didn't get to talk about it then. And actually, it came out 2 weeks ago, so, but I wasn't able to talk about it then. But I am able to talk about it now, and it is Hands of Stone. It talks about the trainer of Roberto Duran, but it basically follows Roberto Duran through his career. His nickname was Hands of Stone. It talks about his duel with Sugar Ray Leonard. When they fought, I think a lot of people forget that when Duran fought Leonard, he was 29 years old, and he was 71-1 as a boxer. Unbelievable. One of my favorite fights, and the fact is Sugar Ray Leonard lost the fight. But the fact is that it made him great. The last 3 rounds made him great. Because he went out there, he tried to go toe-to-toe with Duran, and he got rocked. He got punished. But then he came out there, he really started fighting, and he took it to Duran. He really put Duran on the ropes, and Duran won the fight, no doubt about it. But the fact is that's where Leonard became the champion that he became, in my opinion. Hands of Stone, really want to see it. I suggest people go out and go see it. Hey, the boxing movies, to me, they're the best. Creed, we already know the Rocky Syndrome, but Creed, that's still one of my favorite. That might have been my favorite movie in 2015. I expect Hands of Stone to be pretty good. Don't know how good Usher's going to be at Sugar Ray, but we will see. All right? Well, we're going to go. We're going to preview the college football next on Thursday along with the NFL. We're going to talk baseball as well. You know the tune. Toodaloo, and bye-bye.